You were also a business editor.
That was in my second incarnation with the world. I came back to the world Memorial Day 1971, because I remember my first day on the job was my day off.
But you had been out building houses, hadn't you?
Yeah, I'd built some houses along, and I had a chance to go into business with a fellow in Sepulpa. That's a long story I'd just soon not get into, but needless to say, I didn't make my fortune. I called Sid and said, hey, I need a job, and he said, well, first time we got an opening. And I came back on the late city desk. I worked from 6 till 2, continued to build houses, by the way. Then in about 72, Sid asked me to start what we call modern living. And kind of embarrassing if you go back and look at it. I'm not very proud of that. I had done that because he asked me to, frankly. But I guess I complained enough that 1973, we had a charter race. They wanted to change the city charter. And they asked me to cover that. So I did that full-time in 73 till I was over. And then after that was over, Sid asked me if I'd like to do the political job in 74, covering local politics, like the legislature, the governor's races up here, and the Senate races. That's how I came to cover the 74 race. After that race, Don Batchelder, who was our business editor, he had a heart condition and he needed to be relieved, so they made me business editor, and I was business editor for not much more than a year. Then Phil Desire was writing editorials, and he became the managing editor, which made an opening in the editorial department, and a fellow named Walter Biscuit had asked for me, and it's kind of interesting because I'd worked for Walter when I was a copy boy. One of the jobs that Sid got for me to help me with my income was doing the old 30-year column. They used to have a 30 years ago column on the editorial page. Walter had been doing that, so Sid went to Walter and sold him on creating a job doing a 30-year column. Walter had been going down to the library every day and doing a few items for the 30-year ago column, and when they signed it to me, I went down there on Saturday and did a whole week in advance and had it on his desk on Monday. At first, he said, well, you're supposed to do that every day. And I said, well, Walter, the news is not going to change 30 years ago. And he agreed to that. But apparently, it kind of impressed him because that was in 1954, 55. And 20 years later, he asked for me. So I went back writing editorials in September of 1976.